My comforter, my all in all. Here in the love of Christ I stand. In Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless babe, this gift.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. We bless the holy name of Jesus tonight. I greet each of us, each person within the reach of my voice. I greet you tonight in the worthy and exalted name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Bless the
Bless
Lord.
The Lord. Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord. It is indeed a privilege and an honor to be gathered in this fashion once more, you know, when we can meet and we can read the word of God, when, you know, we can carry out the act that Jesus said, study to show thyself approved. Amen. And so as we have been meeting for some time now, and certainly I am sure that, you know, we have seen ourselves growing because of the word of God. And so it's never an entitled feeling, but it's always a feeling of gratitude, and it's always a privilege when we get to meet together as God's wonderful people.
Okay.
I want to use this opportunity to welcome each person, you know, those who are our regular attendees, and if this is your first time here with us on Faith Defender Bible Study Ministry, we want to welcome you. It is good to have you. We are blessed to have you. And we pray that you will open up your spirit, and that as Holy God uses his servant, it will be a blessing to you in Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Just before we pray, I just want to share a brief thought with you. For some time now, I think I'm in the season of using the word suddenly. For some time now, that word, you know, keeps coming to my spirit suddenly. And, you know, the other day I was reflecting on it, and you may have heard this already. And if you have, just receive it again in Jesus' name. And so suddenly, the word suddenly, we often see it in scriptures, right? But suddenly, really, is an act. Some is an action. Is a word that implies that an immediate change in action. A word that implies an immediate change in action. Suddenly, and like I was saying earlier, sometimes we're reading the Bible, you know, and one situation is happening, and then whenever you come up on that word suddenly, it usually following that word, that suddenly word, you would see an immediate change in the action, in the course of action. So, for example, when you're thinking about the scripture that in Acts that talks about the disciples who were praying, and they were in the upper chamber, and they were, tarrying. They were in one accord, and then the word of God says, suddenly, there came the sound of a mighty rushing wind, and it sat upon them. So that after that, suddenly a big action, so to speak, happens, and that rushing wind came upon the disciples, and it sat upon them, and they spoke in other tongues as the Spirit of God gave them utterance. Amen. But I want to point out something to us very important tonight, that before, yes, we can recognize that after the suddenly and something happened with that brought immediate change, right? And something powerful that began to unfold. But I want us to think about what happens before something happened before the suddenly. So the thing is, before suddenly usually happens, there's usually a process that begins to unfold. And when we think about it, the disciples were in the upper chamber before that word suddenly came up. They were in the chamber, they were gathered together. The word of God say they were in one accord. So that would have been what they
Hallelujah.
had to do before the suddenly could manifest. Amen. They were gathered
Amen.
in one accord, and they were waiting. Amen. And so while they were ready, that's when their suddenly came. And so I want to encourage us tonight. Sometimes we might be in some situations, and we're waiting for that change. We might be praying for that change. We might be seeking God for that change. We're fasting. We're doing everything that we think we can do for that change to come. And it may not be lining up exactly how we expect it or exactly how we want it to do. But I want to remind us to keep holding on, because before that suddenly can happen, we have a part to play. And if we're not playing the right part, then our suddenlies will be delayed. Amen. And so we have to ensure that we seek God to know what process is required. What am I expected to do? Praise God, so that my suddenly can come into effect. And so I encourage you, as you seek the Lord, as you pray, as you fast, give the Lord your ear so that he can speak into your spirit, telling you what to do. Lift your faith, hold on to him, and await your suddenly, because it will happen in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Thank
Amen. Amen.
the
Into prayer at this time. Hallelujah. Ah, how wonderful and merciful God. Father God, we come before you today with a heart of thanksgiving. We thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, for your lordship. We thank you, mighty God, that you are God and that you never get tired of hearing from us. We thank you, Almighty God, that you love us with an everlasting love. And that love, God Almighty, is unconditional, which means it doesn't matter how much we have strayed or stepped out of line or caused you to be hurt, mighty God. You are such a forgiving God that your love will cover the multitude of sins that we engage in. And we thank you. We don't take it for granted, Almighty God, but we thank you. And so here we are once more in your presence, Lord. We are gathered to feast from your word. We are hungry, mighty God, for your word, knowing that your word is alive and is sharp and is powerful. Your word brings transformation. Your word can change situations around. Your word can bring healing. And because we are aware of this, Almighty God, we are hungry for your word. So as we come this evening, Almighty
Hallelujah.
God, I pray that you will open up our appetites, Lord Jesus Christ, that your word that is about to be presented, Lord God Almighty, will cause us to feel fed and to be full, oh God Almighty, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord God Almighty, that if some of us may be experiencing spiritual gas, our gastroenteritis, mighty God, where we start to eat the word and we feel full, but there's no substance. I pray tonight that you will cause it, mighty God, to be removed so that we can feast off your word and it can be a full course meal, mighty God. And it's not nothing half that we would have just grab on to, mighty God, without experiencing the fullness of what you have for us tonight. I pray, mighty God, that you will touch our present her. I pray that you will anoint her even now with a fresh anointing. I pray, Lord God, that as she speaks, you will cause her to decrease and the Spirit of God to increase within her so that she will speak a word, God Almighty, a word that comes directly from the
Hallelujah.
A word that will minister to the hearts of your people, a word that will challenge us into transformation, into becoming better versions of ourselves. We pray, mighty God, that you will cause her to
Jesus.
speak with power and with clarity in the name of Jesus. We pray, God Almighty, that you will just baptize her afresh with your Holy Spirit, even now, mighty God, and cause her, oh God Almighty, her spirit to be heightened, oh God, in your spirit, that she may hear from you and she may speak as you deposit into her spirit. I pray, God Almighty, against any distraction tonight in the name of Jesus. I pray against any technical difficulties,
oh God, God Hallelujah.
Almighty, that you will cut and clear so that this word will go forth into the airwaves and pierce, mighty God, some atmospheres that are corrupted by the forces of darkness in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I pray, mighty God, that you will open up our understanding, that as the word come, we will be able to receive it, and you will show us how to apply it in our lives. Help us not to be just hearers of the word, Almighty God, but to be doers of the word, Lord God Almighty, because at that time is when you, Lord Jesus Christ, will be pleased, when the word becomes flesh and becomes alive and active in our very lives. And that is where we're aiming to go, Lord. So, Lord Jesus Christ, we know we're not able to do it without you, without the help of the Holy Spirit. So as we surrender ourselves to him, we pray that he will guide us along the path where you will be glorified. Touch us, mighty God. Anoint each of
Hallelujah.
And help us, God Almighty, to be fed tonight as we come spiritually hungry in the name of Jesus, we pray. Help us to put aside every distraction, to put aside the phones, to put aside, God Almighty, the things that we're doing, to take a book, to take our Bibles, to sit and be fed. When we're going to eat, Lord, we don't walk up and down and eat, but we sit at the table and we eat. So, God Almighty, as we're about to feed our spirit, may we sit and absorb what needs to be absorbed, Almighty God. Write down what needs to be written down and apply to our lives going forward. In the name of Jesus Christ. We say
amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Bless the Lord. Praise God.
Bless the Lord.
Praise God. There's a song that Deacon normally sings before he welcomes the person. If you know it, I'm going to ask you to just sing it, because I don't really know the words. I think it's something like, User Lord, use her for your glory. Anybody knows it?
No.
Dear Lord, use her for thy glory. Use me, Lord. Use me, tell the story. That I will be for this
other way.
Oh, use me, Lord.
Bless the Lord. God bless you, Sister Thelma. Thank you so much for, taking the lead on that one. And at this time, I'm going to invite our presenter, Sister Merle, to come forth, Sister Merle Grant, and she will be leading us tonight under the theme, Imperfect People Whom God Used. Sister Grant, over to you, my sister.
Thank you very much. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Thank you, Sister Camille, for the welcome. I noticed you said that I'll be the presenter. I'll be the leader. I'll be the leader. We are all going to study the word together. So I'm going to lead, and all of us are going to look into the scriptures. And
amen.
Hear from God.
Amen. Praise God.
And all of us are going to make our contribution and to see how we can help each other. So I am leading. So pray me while I lead.
That's what Bible study is about.
Amen.
Okay. You heard the topic already. I did one person a few weeks ago. I didn't know I would be called upon to do another one so soon. However, it's a privilege because God called us to be his mouthpiece. And so without further ado, I'm going to introduce the person for the night that we'll be focusing on. And so my choice is Jacob. And I don't know if you know, but I'll tell you, Jacob is the grandson of Abraham. Not long ago, I read a novel based on the life of Jacob. Though his name was not called, he was given another name in the novel. It was a very intriguing story. So I decided to refresh my mind about Jacob as recorded in the Bible. This story sounds like a movie. It also reminds me of an Anansi story. Those of us who are from Jamaica, we are familiar with Anansi's story.
Amen.
Amen.
There are some negative words that we could use to describe Jacob, such as cunning, covetous, deceptive, and cruel. So the name Joseph means supplanter or deceitful.
Jacob.
And another meaning is grasp the heel.
Heel creature.
Yes, grasp the heel or whatever, however we interpret that. So first of all, we're going to look at the birth of Jacob. And I'll ask you to turn to Genesis chapter 25, verses 19 to 26. And that will tell us about his birth. So you can't talk about somebody without talking about the birth of the person. So we're going to begin with his birth. So Genesis 25, 19 to 26. And the first person who finds it, please read.
Nobody. This is Jacob, Isaac, Abraham's son. Abraham begot Isaac. Isaac was 40 years old when he took Rebekah's wife, the daughter of Bethuel, the Syrian of Padan Aram, the sister of Laban, the Syrian. Now Isaac pleaded with the Lord for his wife because she was barren. And the Lord granted his plea, and Rebekah, his wife, conceived. But the children struggled together within her, and she said, "If all is well, why am I like this?" So she went to inquire of the Lord. And the Lord said to her, "Two nations are in your womb. Two people shall be separated from your body. One people shall be stronger than the other, and the older shall serve the younger." So when her days were fulfilled for her to give birth, indeed there were twins in her womb. And the first came out red. He was like a hairy garment all over. So they called his name Esau. Afterward, his brother came out, and his hand took hold of Esau's heel. So his name was called Jacob. Isaac was 60 years old. Isaac was 60 years old when she bore them.
Okay, so here we have this story of the birth of Jacob. It was a very unusual birth. And though I don't know if anybody online has given birth to twins, but it's unusual for a child to hang on to the heel of the older one, like Jacob holding on to the heel of Esau. So right away, we can see something unusual was happening. Something unusual was happening because God was in the process. Because why would a child hang on to the heel of the baby, or two babies are in the womb, call it that. And the one of them would be holding onto the heel of the one that was birthed first. So right there, we see something. Maybe the parents did not even realize that something was happening. God was doing something.
Was in the process.
Yes. So from in the womb, there was a mark on Jacob. He was a special child from in the womb. Anybody has any comment on that? So we see right there that Jacob was dominating Esau.
Although he was the younger one.
Yeah, because the child that born first is the older. We all know that.
Mm-hmm.
So, and he was a younger one. And he was showing some kind of dominance.
Rule.
Yes. From birth.
Yes.
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 Yes. Some,
Amen.
Yes.
Dominion.
Amen.
Yeah,
Amen.
Right. Some, yes. He was showing that he has some power.
Mm-hmm. Control.
Yes, and where would he get that from?
God Almighty.
Amen. God. Amen. Amen. So from birth, there was something peculiar
about him.
About Jacob.
Mm-hmm.
Are you with me?
Yes.
Amen.
Okay. Now let us leave the birth and let us go down to verse 27. Same chapter, Genesis 25, 27 to 34.
Mm-hmm.
And the boys grew, and Esau was a cunning hunter, a man of the field, and Jacob was a plain man dwelling in tents. And Isaac loved Esau because he did eat of the venison, but Rebekah loved Jacob. And Jacob saw the pottage, and Esau came from the field, and he was faint. And Esau said to Jacob, "Feed me, I pray thee, with that same red pottage, for I am faint." Therefore was his name called Edom. And Jacob said, "Sell me this day thy birthright." And Esau said, "Behold, I am at the point of to die. And what profit shall this birthright do to me?" And Jacob said, "Swear to me this day."
Oh.
And he swore unto him, and he sold his birthright unto Jacob. Then Jacob gave Esau bread and pottage of lentils, and he did eat and drink, and rose up and went his way. Thus Esau despised his birthright.
Okay. So then, we see a family that was dysfunctional. It's favoritism, right?
Favoritism.
Right away, you see favoritism.
Mm-hmm.
Jacob was a nice guy who was in the house.
Cooking.
Yes, cooking and, you know, do whatever around the house, like the girl. And Esau was out in the field.
Hunting. Mm-hmm.
Hunting, yeah. And Jacob took disadvantage of Esau. You know, they say a hungry man is an angry man. And when you're hungry, they say you shouldn't go shopping because you're not going to make the right decision.
Mm-hmm.
And so Esau was very hungry. He was at the point of starving, very hungry. And here was his brother with this nice stew.
Stew.
Can you imagine his mouth watering?
Mm. Oh my God.
Mm.
And he wanted something to eat. And his brother took this advantage of him.
Jesus.
You will get some, you will get some of it.
But you have to do this. The bug.
But you have to. You have to give me something in exchange.
Yes.
Jesus.
Aren't that like some of us? We do something. I will do something for you, but you have to do something for me first.
God,
he acted like a rascal.
It's inborn.
Conditional. Conditional.
Yes.
I will do it. I'll give it to you. This.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to do something in return.
Mm-hmm.
Inborn.
Sounds like manipulation.
Exactly.
Sounds yeah. just like a lot of people.
It's manipulation. Yeah.
You get the point?
Yes.
And we as Christians have to stay clear of behavior like that.
Mm-hmm.
Manipulating or taking disadvantage of other people in their weak
when they're weak.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
Because Esau was very weak. He was vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
Hungry.
Because he was hungry. That's our nature.
Yeah, natural.
Mm-hmm.
That is something inborn.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so Jacob knew that the older brother had the right, he was an heir. And he cornered him. So you will get some of this stew, but you have to sell me your birthright.
God Almighty.
You have to give me the rights that you have as a firstborn.
Everything.
Give me the rights that you have
terrible.
As a firstborn.
And then you see, now because he's hungry and didn't consider the birthright as important.
Yeah.
Hungry for the natural.
What is birthright to me?
About it right now. It was valuable.
The birth of it.
Yeah.
You get it?
Yes.
So we have to be careful how we deal with other people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that being a trick people, being a trickster.
Yeah.
He tricked him.
Mm.
He deceived him.
Yeah.
Okay. So we see from the growing up, two of them growing up as two brothers, twin brothers, and he knew that Esau had the right.
Right.
Being the older of the two, and there. He deceived him of his birthright. And, you know, it just came to me a while ago. Where was the mother in all of this?
Behind the scene.
So much better.
Behind the scene.
Mm-hmm.
Pushing things, yes.
Yes.
I think she was a manipulator.
Well, we're going to come to that point now. Where she was a conniving person too.
Person too, conniving.
You understand?
Yes.
So,
indeed. Amen.
Yeah.
Yes. So we're going, you see, it's going to play out that this family was so dysfunctional.
Mm-hmm.
Let us look at chapter 27 and verses 1 to 4. Can I get another reader?
And it came to pass that when Isaac was old and his eyes were dim, so that he could not see, he called Esau, his eldest son, and said unto him, My son. And he said unto him, Behold, here I am. And he said, Behold, now I am old. I know not the day of my death. Now therefore take, I pray thee, thy weapons, thy quiver, and thy bow, and go out into the field, and take me some venison, and make me savory meat, such as I love, and bring it to me, that I may eat, that my soul may bless thee before I die. The word of God.
Right. So you see, Esau, Isaac, probably his eyesight was failing.
Mm-hmm.
And he knew that, I mean, his end was coming. And it was a time for him to pass on the blessing to Esau. So he asked him to go and prepares him some food. And you know what happened now? Jacob heard.
No, Rebecca.
Rebecca.
I'm sorry. Rebecca heard.
Mm-hmm.
And what did she do? She
made a plan.
She made a plan.
Mm-hmm.
And the plan was to deceive the man whose eyesight was getting dim.
Yes.
Jesus.
So she helped him to carry out the deception.
Yes.
Deception and partiality in the family was a problem.
Yeah.
They had a problem. And maybe tonight we are even, as we're talking, some of us maybe have problem families too. Where we have problem in our families, where we show speciality or partiality. We prefer one child more than the other.
And then there were no trust in the family. That's why that happened.
Right.
They didn't trust one another.
So we as parents, those of us who have more than one child, we must treat all our children with the same affection. None is better or greater than the other. Right?
Yes.
Because I think Isaac loved Esau and Rebecca loved Jacob.
I think so too. They both had their favorites.
Yes, I think so.
That's where the problem came in.
Yes. And the favorite, later on, we're going to see this come back again in full circle, you know.
Yes.
We're going to see it come.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Comes around.
Yes. So he deceived his father. And it is that history repeats itself. So it's going to come back again to haunt the family.
Yes.
Isaac was deceived by his son. And right away we can remember Joseph. Isaac's sons deceive him.
Mm-hmm.
Joseph was a special child
to Jacob.
Sorry, Jacob. Isaac was a Joseph was a special child to
Jacob.
To Jacob. Thank you, Mrs. Scott. And he pampered Jacob, Joseph. Give him a coat of many colors and treat him as special.
Yes, special.
Maybe because of his mother, I don't know. But however, preference was given to him. And so jealousy.
Step in. Yes.
Jealousy stepped in.
Envy.
Yes.
Yes,
and,
yes.
So Joseph was separated from the family for many years. So you see, it's like a record a replay. Rebecca encouraged Jacob to rob Esau of his birthright. But Esau was also to be blamed. Though he was hungry, he was to be blamed.
Amen.
He didn't take it from him, he gave it to him.
Yeah.
He was very weak.
Was weak.
Yes, his weakness.
Vulnerable.
His weakness. Because maybe one of us would say, eat your food and you could find something else and prepare for yourself. And bear the hunger.
He's not going to die. He wasn't going to die.
Yeah. But he was weak. And so he gave up his birthright.
Jesus.
Sister Grant, I was wondering if he didn't even know the value of his birthright.
Why would he not know?
He knows the value.
He knew the value.
He knows the value.
Yeah, the first son. The first son is here. The first son. Yes, the first son.
Maybe many of us don't understand this word birthright.
Yeah.
Could we break it down? Could we break it down so that others could understand what this birthright is all about?
Could you break it? Could you help us to understand it?
The birthright is that, you receive a double amount or portion of the inheritance. You would be headship over the family. You would be
right
over the family.
And, yes, he had dominance.
Leader of when Isaac passed on, he would be the one in the family leader, the spiritual leader, something like that.
Yeah, and he would get more of the possession.
Yes,
that's a part of it as well.
Yes,
yes.
So I mean, he surrendered. He's right.
Hey,
to Jacob.
I believe, Sister Grant, if I may, I believe there's a spiritual significance too, like a blessing that comes with being.
We're going to go to that. We are going to go to that. Yes, we're going to go to that.
Yes, come on.
Coming down from Abraham.
Yes.
Yes.
So when we go back to Genesis chapter 25 and verses 31 to 33.
31 to 33. What is a birthright?
For Jacob said, sell me your birthright as of this day. And Esau said, look, I'm about to die. So what is this birthright
to me?
Then Jacob said, swear to me as of this day. So he swore to him and sold his birthright to Jacob. And Jacob gave Esau bread and stew of lentils. Then they ate and drank.
Spice is God right. His spice is God given right.
But in all of this, God was at work.
Oh, yes.
In all of this, God was at work because it started in the womb.
In the womb. Oh, yes.
It started in the womb. So, Jacob deceived his father by pretending and lying to him. Do you think? Did we do that part of it where he made this stew and took it to his father?
No, we don't read that.
We don't reach there yet. So we're going to go to that part of it now.
Chapter 1.
And that is
chapter 27.
I think it's chapter
27.
20. Did we do chapter 25, 31 to 33? No, we didn't do that. Okay, we go down to. Oh, I'm gonna mix up here now.
27, chapter 27 was what I last read. 27, 1 to 4.
I don't think we get to there yet. 26.
Go to chapter 27.
Yes. You reach a part where Rebecca heard the arrangement with Isaac and Esau.
Okay. So we are at the part now where Rebecca
heard
the what Isaac requested.
Yes.
And so she told Jacob
yes.
to go and prepare the meal.
Yes.
And when Jacob prepared the meal, he took it to his dad. And the dad, I think he suspected something. Look at chapter 27.
Yeah, we can't keep on asking questions.
Yes. He asked him. I think I get
this my son.
Chapter 26. I'll leave out that.
Let's see. Let me read today.
Chapter 26.
Chapter 26.
Let's go to chapter 27. Chapter 27.
Isaac blesses Jacob.
Okay. Now it came to pass when Isaac was old. Read from there, Sister Lynette.
What page?
Oh, chapter 27.
Chapter
27.
The first one. And it came to pass when Isaac was
six.
Old. And it's what verse?
Verse six, because I read the first.
Six. Thank you. So Rebecca spoke to Jacob, her son, saying, "Indeed, I heard your father speak to Esau, your brother, saying, 'Bring the game and make savory food for me, that I may eat it and bless you in the presence of the Lord before my death.' Now, therefore, my son, obey my voice according to what I command you. Go now to the flock and bring me from there two choice kids of the goats, and I will make savory food from them for your father, such as he loves.
Yes.
Then you shall take it to your father, that he may eat it, and that he may bless you before his death."
Yes.
Jacob said to Rebekah, his mother, "Look, Esau, my brother, is a hairy man, and I'm a smooth-skinned man." Read on.
Carry on.
"Perhaps my father will feel me," and it happened, "and I shall seem to be a deceiver to him. And I shall bring a curse on myself and not a blessing." But the mother said to him, "Let your curse be on me, my son. Only obey my voice and go get them for me." And he went and got them and brought them to his mother. And his mother made savory food such as his father loved.
Yes.
Continue.
"And Rebecca took the choice clothes of her elder son Esau, which were with her in the house, and put them on Jacob, her younger son." Oh my God. "And she put the skins of the kids of the goats on his hands and on the smooth part of his neck. Then she gave the savory food and the bread which she had prepared into the hand of her son Jacob. So he went to his father and said, 'My father,' and he said, 'Here am I.'"
Okay, thank you. So you see the plot.
Yes.
You see a woman who deceived, who was very deceptious, and taught her son to be deceptious.
Yes. The mother.
You see, we as mothers, we have to teach our children right from wrong. Teach them right from wrong.
We have to be careful.
Because he was a mother upholding what was wrong, teaching our child
to lie,
to be deceptious,
yes,
to be a cheater.
Yes. Yes.
So, not only mothers, but even fathers, and any one of us for that matter.
Yes.
We have to be above board when it comes to things like that. We have to be fair, be honest, have integrity.
Mrs. Grant, look at it. She made the stew. She made the food. She did it.
She get the clothes. Everything go through the problem.
You know, Upholand's mother.
She did it. Upholand's
mother. It's like back home. The sons will go out and go steal and go do different things, come in with the loot. And the mothers help to, you know, guard them against the law. Yeah?
That's
so we can even look back at that and see mothers who uphold with their children in doing wrong.
God, oh Jesus.
And fathers too.
Anyone.
So apart from the spiritual implication, there's also the way we live.
Yeah.
That we have to be above board.
Oh, yes.
Or integrity. It's important as children of God.
Rightness, yes.
Amen.
Yes. Lord Jesus.
But in all this, Isaac was still suspicious.
Well, I'm getting to that point because my question to you, do you think he took it? Now he's taking the food to him. He didn't take it to him yet. So he's going to take the food to him now. So somebody else continue from there.
Okay.
From where Sister Lynn stopped. Verse 22, I think.
18,
okay.
So Isaac, also verse 18. And he came unto his father and said, "My father." And he said, "Here I am. Who art thou, my son?" And Jacob said unto his father, "I am Esau, thy firstborn. I am according to as thou biddest me. Arise, I pray thee, sit and eat of my venison, that thy soul may bless me." And Isaac said unto his son, "How is it that thou hast found it so quickly, my son?" He said, "Because the Lord thy God brought it to me." And Isaac said unto Jacob, "Come near, I pray thee, that I may feel thee, my son, whether thou be my very son Esau or not." Jacob went near unto Isaac his father, and he felt him and said, "The voice is Jacob's voice, but the hands are the hands of Esau." Because his hands were hairy as his brother Esau's hand, so he blessed him.
Okay. Now, I believe, I don't know if anybody has shared my belief, I think somebody said it not long ago, that Isaac suspected something.
Yes, Mrs. Grant, I think, maybe I'm going to say it foolishly, but I just feel that he was stupid. It's stupid because I don't know how I could take one child for the other.
He knew. Because he said, remember, he said, you know, the hand is that of Esau, but the voice is that of Jacob.
You know something? God is in this thing. God is in it.
Okay.
God is in it.
All right. he was playing the game.
Yes, God was in this thing.
He was playing the game, but let us look at this comes later in scripture. Look at Jeremiah 29, which everybody quote all the time. Yeah. Jeremiah 29:11-14.
Give me hope.
Jeremiah 29:11-14. Sister Allison, read that for me.
Okay, give me a little fun. It's Jeremiah 29:11-14. 29:11. Here we go. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. There are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. I'm reading from the New Living Translation. Yeah. In those days when you pray, I will listen. If you look for me wholeheartedly, you will find me. I will be found by you, says the Lord. I will end your captivity. Did you say to 14?
Mm-hmm.
I will end your captivity and restore your fortunes. I will gather you out of the nations where I sent you and will bring you home again to your own land.
Okay, so God was in it.
Yes, yes.
God was in it.
But Isaac was foolish. He was
foolish or he was playing the game, it was God working. It was God working. And I'll go back to say it started in the womb.
Mm-hmm.
At birth it was manifested.
Yeah. Fighting against one another.
Yes. So, we see now that everything work out it the way it should work out. Though it might look deceptious to us,
mm-hmm.
and though we may see the negativity,
yeah,
but God is working His purpose out.
The foolishness of man is the wisdom of God.
Is the wisdom of God.
That's it. That's my conclusion.
You know, with all what's going on, with all the deception and all the plotting and, you know, the dishonesty,
mm-hmm.
if God was in it.
Yes, yes, yes. God was bringing His purpose out.
Yes. Let us look now at the blessing. So I think the chapter continues. So somebody has picked up from there. Is Heather online?
Heather, yes. Read.
Yes.
Where is she to read from?
Where am I to read from?
27:24.
You weren't following, Heather?
Yes, I was following. I know you stop at what? Okay.
At 24.
27.
Okay. And he said,
mm-hmm.
Art thou my very son Esau? And he said, I am. And he said, bring it near to me, and I will eat of my son's venison, that my soul may bless thee. And he brought it near to him, and he did eat. And he brought him wine, and he drank. And his father Isaac said unto him, come near me, and kiss me, my son. And he came near and kissed him, and he smelled the smell of his raiment, and blessed him, and said, see the smell of my son, it has the smell of a field which the Lord has blessed. Therefore God give thee of the dew of heaven and the fatness of the earth and plenty of corn and wine. Let people serve thee and the nations bow down to thee. Be Lord over thy brethren and let thy mother's sons bow down to thee. Cursed be everyone that curseth thee, and blessed be he that blesseth thee. And it came to pass, as soon as Isaac had made an end of blessing Jacob, and Jacob was...
Edda, thank you.
Okay.
Let us look at verses 28, 29.
What a blessing.
That's the blessing. Therefore, may God give you of the dew of heaven and Jeez. Of the fatness of the earth and My plenty God. Of grain and wine.
Yes, Lord.
Let people serve you and nations bow down to you. Be God. Masters over your brethren. And let yes. your mother's sons bow down to you. Curse be God. Everyone who curses you. Mm-hmm. And blessed be everyone who blesses you. That's the
blessing.
That's the blessing. Let us look
Hallelujah.
Back.
Yes.
Yeah. Let us look back at Deuteronomy chapter 4, 29. Now let's go to Genesis 12. Genesis 12 and verses 1 to 3.
It's 12. Now the Lord has said to Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed.
Now, let's compare the two blessings.
Hallelujah.
Let's compare two blessings. Don't yes. it sound like the blessing of Abraham?
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes. And more. And
yes.
More.
Yes, it and does.
And more. Let us look at Deuteronomy chapter 4, 29 and 30. Deuteronomy
4, 29 and 30. But if from thence thou shalt seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find him. If thou seek him with all thy heart and with all thy soul, when thou art in tribulation, and all these things are come upon thee, even in the latter days, if thou turn to the Lord thy God and shalt be obedient unto his voice,
So that one may be a little bit out of place right now, but we can see that God was blessing Jacob in a special way, as if his father passed on the blessing to him. And that is what Esau would have gotten. That's what Esau would have gotten. But he sold it.
Swap it out with food.
Swap it for food, yeah. Yeah. Be careful of, we have to be careful of our stomach, you know.
Mistress.
We have to be careful of our stomach.
Eat, and everything you eat.
And sometimes you have to fast. Sometimes you have to fast.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Yes. Be careful of the food.
Yeah.
Because I'm not full stomach and you neglect the blessing.
Oh, yes. Don't eat.
Yeah, so we see that, I mean, he was blessed. Jacob was blessed, and whatever happened after that, he was blessed because the blessing was passed down to him.
Blessing was on him.
So you know what is going to happen now. Jacob and Esau prepared the food and took it to his father. And then when he took it to the father, he realized that, I mean, Jacob had done it, what he should have done. So there is some jealousy now.
Mm-hmm.
Anger.
Envy.
And so you're going to have a big revolution in the family.
Yeah.
Wait.
As he hit the brother now.
Right. So, you know, if not murder could happen.
Yes.
So that anger now, that disappointment now turns to anger.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and God.
So Jacob, have to go run now.
Okay.
Yeah, because, I mean, Esau was mad. And the mother come into the scene again.
Again.
The mother.
So what the mother did now, she put him up to run away.
Yeah, tension build up.
Yeah.
And she used another pretense is a word, that he should go now and go look a wife because he doesn't want him to marry a wife from the people around them.
Mm-hmm.
So he should go to his brother in another place.
Yes.
But
it sounds so much like what happened in our lifetime, you know.
Yes.
Going back again.
A child does something wrong, or you know, our relative, and you suddenly go hide out.
Yes. Till you cool down.
Till everything cool down. I tell her this story could be a movie.
Boy.
So what is going to happen now, mother? Go and tell I am Isaac that his son can't marry any other woman around because of their religion. So
worshipping, yes.
He was going to make Jacob go to Uncle Laban.
Mm-hmm.
It is just like what we're going through right now in some areas.
Exactly
what's going on. Run away from what you have
from
done.
Problem, from trouble.
Run away from it. But problem will follow you, you know.
Yes.
Where you go.
Problem will follow you.
Going to pick up again.
Yep. So she now went and she told Isaac that Jacob will have to leave home. But the root of the matter was running from the wrath of his brother.
Brother?
Exactly.
No, he was hated by the brother.
Yes. And he was running for his life.
Yes.
Oh, God, what a miraculous way.
And so Jacob started out on his journey to Padan Aram.
Yeah.
And then on his way, he had a dream.
Receive God.
Genesis 28, 10 to 22. Somebody please read for me.
You're going to finish it, Miss Grant. Are you waiting till
what
next?
What time is it?
After 9 o'clock. 4 or 5 after 9.
This is going to take such a long time because this can't be finished for tonight.
We can't finish it tomorrow.
No, we can't finish it tonight. But I mean, I'm only saying. I didn't even know the time was going so fast.
You said Genesis 8:22.
It's very interesting.
28.
Okay, this is the last. Should we begin it? What do you think?
If we start it next week, pick it
up. I don't know if I'm going to do it next week anyway, but it depends on what Brother Everton says. Anyhow, I mean, the gist of what we, let's stop here. What we have been saying so far is that we cannot hide from God. And we know that we have a destiny. And whatever is happening to us, God knew before we even it even happened.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah.
Because
the foundation of the world.
Yes.
Yes.
So he knew us and he knew that we would do stuff.
Yes.
And he is there to see us in spite of who we are.
Yes.
He never leave us. He'll never leave us.
Yes.
He'll never leave us. Because yes. I'm not going to do the dream. But
so,
there God was still with Jacob.
Yes.
With all that was going on.
He's going to fulfill his promise.
Yeah, because he got the blessing.
Yeah, amen.
And from in the womb, he was a special child.
Special.
And all of us here tonight, we are special people.
In the sight of God.
In spite of who we are, whatever we have done, God still loves us.
Yeah.
And God has a plan for us.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Look into yourself. Ask yourself, what is the plan that God has for me?
Amen.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
We have to look into ourselves and I close with, search me, O God.
Know
my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And if there's any wicked way in me, cleanse me.
From every sin and set me free. Hallelujah.
Thank Ask you. God to give you the strength.
Oh God.
Thank you, Jesus.
To surrender.
Amen.
Because you cannot run
from God.
From God.
Oh, Jesus.
Because wherever you are,
He's there.
The psalmist says, if you go to the highest heights or the deeps, the depths beneath,
He's there.
He's there.
Jesus.
May God help you to make the right choices.
Thank you, Jesus.
So that you find yourself acceptable in the sight of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Bless the Lord for tonight, people of God. You know, I feast
the Lord.
Again, and so we thank God for woman servant tonight, whom he has used to open our eyes to certain things. You know, it's getting hot, it's getting juicy, and you know, we want to continue to read more. But you know, as Sister Grant would say, next week we'll pick up, and so we can do our own little reading so that next week when we come to share, you know, for her to share, we would be aware of what is happening. Amen.
Amen.
Some of the things that really stood out to me from this study. About Jacob, you know, is, you know, the fact that he is cunning, and we saw it playing out. You know, these words were mentioned before, but we saw evidence to support it, right? He was covetous, he was deceptive, he was cruel, right? And we saw evidence of this as we went through the scriptures. He, from the very beginning, you know, Sister Grant would say, from birth, from the womb, he demonstrated dominance over his brother. And like she said, I do believe that this was the plan of God. This is the plan of God. He held on to his brother's heel from birth, you know, showing that sort of dominance. He was a part of a dysfunctional family. You know? And he manipulated, my God, I was just looking at what a trickster. He manipulated his brother.
A con man.
You know, a con man.
An artist.
Jesus.
And it's the flesh, you know.
Praise God.
The kingdom flesh under subjection, because look how the flesh allow him, lead him to lose his birthright. You know, the flesh making him say, all right. Me want the food. I'm so hungry. Not being able to put that flesh under subjection. Him swear over in birthright to Jacob, you know. And as individuals, we have to be careful, as the mother, Rebecca, would have been so deceptive and manipulative, and in just, I don't know, she just used my God. She was so, I can't even put it in words, but we have to be careful, our actions, how it influence outcomes.
Yes.
God is going to hold us accountable. He's
Yes.
going to hold us accountable. Some of us are so manipulative. We want things our way, and we use our
More
actions
people,
to drive things our way.
user.
God is awake. He's aware of what we're doing, and he it's not something that he's pleased with.
No.
So we have to be careful. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
And he
Safe.
lied. And so the blessing that Jacob, that Esau was supposed to receive, Jacob
You will see.
it. And because he had received the blessing already, there's nothing that could be done.
Nothing can be done.
Nothing
They
that
are reversed.
praise God.
Reverse. Praise
Bless
God.
the Lord.
Amen.
Sister Candice asked a question. I'm just going to answer it. I'm going to read it and open up to anybody who wants to answer it. And then we are going to go into prayer and close off. So Sister Candice said, maybe the answer will come later on, but I'm still wondering why God rewarded Jacob despite his deception.
Because it was ordained by God.
Ordained.
It was ordained by God.
He
It
has a plan for
up.
you. He has a plan for everyone.
Yes, a purpose.
That's
A
why I did the
vision.
Jeremiah. That's why I did the Jeremiah
Yes.
thing.
Created us for a purpose, and that purpose must be fulfilled.
Amen. Amen. And I would just say, Sister Candice, grace, when God extends grace, it's not because we are deserving of it. Grace is undeserved, but it just shows God, showing compassion to us. Just like Jacob, we may not have been in that same exact situation, but let he who is without sin cast the first stone. None of us can. All of us have fallen short. And if it was a case where God was looking for perfect people to use, then he wouldn't have anybody.
Yes, so God used the perfect
None of us will be
people.
here tonight. None of us will be here
Amen.
tonight. None of us will be here
None of
tonight. So even though he didn't deserve it, it just shows the character and the nature of God. God is
Yes.
not looking for a perfect man to bring his word to operate in his power. No, he's looking for somebody who's willing to change, willing to be transformed, willing to
To
walk,
be used by.
willing to be used. Amen. And so
So,
it's not about our character, it's about the character of God
God, the grace of God, the grace of God,
and his grace
grace
and our willingness to
and
be used.
grace. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. It's
Praise God.
needed
And I hope that
to
answered your
remember
question.
we are chosen and we are adopted, right? So God's grace extends to us even when we are at our weakest.
Yes.
God
Yes.
still have mercy because he have an inheritance for us.
Amen.
He chose us.
Amen. 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 Praise God. Praise God. All right. Is there any feedback on the floor before we go into prayer? Any feedback?
Grace.
Anybody wants to add anything or to make any comment?
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Was a wonderful word. Thank you.
Amen.
Instagram.
Yes.
Many people understood what happened. Many people understood what happened.
Amen.
As well as Esau.
All right. Thank you so much. Anybody else? All right. All right. Let us go into prayer at this time. Is there any request? Anybody is saying pray with me tonight, with regards to this request? Any request before I pray?
Okay, pray for me. I'm having surgery on Friday on my hand.
All right, Sister Lynette, I hear you.
Pray for those who are still seeking jobs, who have lost their jobs and still hunting for
Amen.
jobs.
Amen. Amen. Let me just put them in. I remember. Anybody else? All right, Sister Heather. All right, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let us go into prayer. Divine God and our Father, Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, for your presence here tonight. We thank you for your word tonight, Lord Jesus Christ, which exposes, Lord God Almighty, the character of Jacob. And we're able to identify his imperfections. But Lord God Almighty, you are still able to use him. And so, Jesus Christ, as we come, we know that we are not without sin. Also, we are very much imperfect as well. But Lord God Almighty, there's no excuse, God, that you won't use us except that we're not willing to be used. So I pray, Almighty God, that you will help us to open up our hearts, open up our spirits, oh God, to walk in that boldness that is required of us, Lord Jesus Christ, to help to spread your gospel. Lord Jesus, we may spread it in different ways as we have different gifts, but whatever they are, Lord Jesus, I pray that you will help us to exercise a willingness, Lord Jesus Christ, to walk out in those gifts and bring forth the manifestation of the word of God, just like mighty God, your son Jacob did. I pray tonight, Lord Jesus Christ, that we will not let Jacob allow the flesh, Lord, to allow the flesh, Lord Jesus Christ, to make decisions for us, mighty God, but we will daily seek to put our flesh under subjection, under the influence of the Holy Spirit, so that we may not engage in conversation, we may not partake in decisions, Lord God Almighty, that we are not supposed to because of our flesh and how we're feeling at the time. Oftentimes it happens. It happens with our emotions. It happens with anger. It happens with different aspects of the flesh, not just with eating, but in other areas. And so I pray tonight, Lord God Almighty, that you will help us to birth the fruit of the Spirit, self-control, so that the flesh will not lead us astray.
Hallelujah.
And lead us to a place where our blessings are blocked because of our actions that we partake in when we allow our flesh to lead. I pray tonight, Almighty God, for the presenter. Lord, you have poured into her and she came and she delivered a word, oh God Almighty, that was substantial and that was feeding our soul. It was nutritious and we ate of it tonight, Lord, and we are grateful. I pray that you will continue to anoint her. I pray that you will continue to pour out your spirit upon her flesh and her mortal body. Quicken her spirit, Almighty God. Empower her, because Lord God Almighty, this journey that you have ahead of her, it's not yet done. It has merely just begun. So I pray that you will strengthen her and equip her, God, for the task that is ahead of her. Bless her willingness, that it may multiply, oh God, that she may walk in the fulfillment of purpose. She shared tonight that you know the plans that you have for us. You know the plans that you have for Sister Grant tonight, Lord. Plans to prosper her and to give her an expected end. And I pray, Lord, that you will keep her on that path where she will walk into the fulfillment of that destiny for your glory, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for Sister Minister Lynette tonight, who, God Almighty, has a surgery on her hand on Friday. Lord, as I submit her to you right now, I pray that, God Almighty, you will just locate her, Jesus, with your embrace. Pray that you will identify the doctors who you want, Lord God Almighty, to perform this operation. Doctors whose ear and hearts are sensitive to the nudge of the Holy Spirit, so that when you speak to them as to what to do to correct whatever this situation is in her hand, they will act in accordance. They will act to the Holy Spirit of God. I pray, Almighty God, that you will wash every equipment or utensil in that surgery in the blood of Jesus Christ, so that, God, when the operation is undergoing, God Almighty, infections will be prevented, God Almighty, in the name of Jesus.
I pray, hallelujah,
God, that you will locate the room in deposit your angels there, so that they will stand there and keep guard over her, mighty God, even from now, even before the day of surgery has arrived. Release your angel, release your power, release your anointing in that room in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord God Almighty, that as she goes in, you will cause her to relax, Lord God Almighty, and cause
yes,
her
Lord, yes,
a pain-free surgery, a smooth surgery, Almighty God. Let the doctors marvel at how smoothly it went
God,
in
God.
The name of Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
And I pray against any situations. I pray against any misinformation, yes, any miscommunication. We identify, expose, and shut them down now in the name of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
I pray, mighty God, that after the surgery is done, that you will hasten the healing process.
God.
Before long, she'll be able to use the hand as she wishes according to your will.
Hallelujah.
Jesus Christ, touch
yes,
it, Almighty God, and give it the antidote, not the antibiotics from the doctor, the antidote, which is the blood.
Oh, God.
Of
thank
Jesus
you, Jesus.
Christ.
The blood. Hallelujah.
Bringing forth a speedy
thank
recovery
you.
Tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray, giving you thanks in Jesus' name. God, I thank you for the
friends
who are without jobs. I thank you for them, Lord. And I thank you that even now, God, they don't have a job. Because, Lord, you are about to show up in their lives. And, Lord, in ways
hallelujah.
Undeniable.
Yes,
in
hallelujah.
A way that they will have to say, this must
show up strong.
So I pray
yes,
that
Lord.
You open those doors. Present those
opportunities.
Hallelujah. Oh, God Almighty, lead them to those
yes,
destiny helpers
thank
that will
Jesus.
Help them to walk into the job of your choice for
hallelujah.
Each of them.
Christ,
Jesus,
yes, Lord.
Provisions of
hallelujah.
God, in Jesus' mighty name,
hallelujah.
To be done.
Oh,
I pray tonight, mighty God, for your daughter, sister,
Anna,
Jesus, as I present her
Jesus
before you right
Christ.
Now. I pray, God Almighty, for your loving arms to embrace her and enfold her. I pray that you will reveal yourself to your daughter, mighty God. I pray in an
yes, Lord.
Where you will show up, Lord God Almighty, and let her realize that
Jesus,
this is
Jesus.
This must be God. Lord, your words
yes, Lord.
Hear that King Isaiah died.
Jesus.
Isaiah saw the Lord high and lifted up and his trail.
Glory to
temple.
God.
We pray that today, God Almighty, July 19th will be a point of reference for Sister
yes, Lord.
Lord God, where she can say,
oh God,
I
Jesus,
saw the
Christ.
Lord high and lifted
Jesus.
Up, and his trail fill the temple. Let your trail
oh
fill
God.
The temple
oh
of her heart, mighty
Jesus.
God. Let her heart be sensitive oh, to
Jesus.
The Holy Spirit of God. Let her heart be sensitive
hallelujah.
To the move of God. Bring her to a place of absolute surrender to the
oh
Lordship
thank
of
you,
Jesus,
Jesus
Christ. No more in between decisions, no more weighing and
oh
uncertainty
oh
in the mind.
Oh
but tonight we claim her for the kingdom
Jesus.
Of God, the mark
in
of
the name
Lord
of
Jesus,
Jesus
upon Lord. Your daughter tonight.
Thank you, Lord.
And she will
hallelujah.
Be able to be
yes,
indecisive
Lord,
anymore
hallelujah.
In the name of
thank
Jesus.
You,
hallelujah.
We moved her and we put her spirit
Lord,
into
Jesus.
The kingdom of God in the
Lord,
name
Lord.
Of Jesus.
Name
I call
Jesus.
Her spirit to
Jesus.
Arise. And become alert because there's work in the kingdom of God.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
God is waiting on you patiently. God is calling
oh, God.
You over. Hallelujah.
Oh,
in
God.
The name
Jesus.
Of Jesus Christ
yes.
of Nazareth.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for hearing our voice tonight. Thank you for each person on the platform. Those who have requests that they didn't present, they didn't speak off. Read their hearts, Lord, and let it be released unto them accordingly in the name of Jesus Christ. Continue to release your grace upon us, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Without it, Lord, where would we be? Oh God, so we
oh,
thank
God,
you for that
Jesus.
Grace and that mercy. Thank you for this forum. Thank you for Deacon Scott, God Almighty, the one who you have called to lead this
hallelujah.
Ministry. Anoint him afresh tonight, Almighty God. Oh, just lay your arms
Jesus
of coverage
Christ.
And protection over him and his family and let him
hallelujah.
To the will and to the honor of the name of Jesus Christ, your Son. In the name of Jesus, we pray.
Oh, God.
And
thank
we
you,
all
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise
thank you, Jesus.
Bless the Lord.
Lord. Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Again, we want to thank each person for coming out tonight. We had a total, I think at one point it was like 21, and we blessed the Lord. Where two or three are gathered, touching anything concerning God, then the presence
Listen.
of the Lord is there. And there's no doubt that the presence of the Lord was with us, is with us tonight. And so as we go, we're going to take that presence with us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Pastor,
Amen.
you want to
Amen.
bless us
Amen.
more?
My grandson is online. I did not even see him.
Junior,
Junior is online. Junior has an issue. Please remember Junior in your prayer.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you.
Amen.
Yes. Junior, Amen. Welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, let me write it down. Bless
Thank
the
you.
And my sister Winsome is online as well.
Winsome Scott?
Yeah, Winsome Wilson, yeah.
Okay, hi, Winsome.
Come with us.
How are you doing?
Hi, Winsome.
Good to hear you, Winsome.
Bless the Lord. We have Sister Denise Morrison. This is her first time here. We want to welcome you. She's my aunt-in-law, my husband, auntie.
Welcome.
To learn about
Thank
the Bible,
you.
And
Bless
I said,
the
this
Lord.
Is the place for you.
Welcome.
Yes.
Bless the Lord.
Okay, have a good night and have a good day tomorrow. God bless,
bless
you.
Thank you. God bless you. Do
God
you
bless
guys
you
want
all.
To say something?
Good night.
Yes. Bless
good night,
the Lord.
Everybody.
I greet you well in the name of Jesus. Out in a different state and kingdom business. You
Amen.
Know, we had a beautiful service, a beautiful
Amen.
Convention today. You could see the thirsting of the Lord. A lot, you know, people were just there weeping, just there being delivered. You know, to work in a vineyard, it is an experience. You know, if any man be in Christ, is a new creature.
Amen.
So God is doing something new.
Amen.
Something new. When I see the hungering and the thirsting
First.
For God,
mm-hmm.
you know, it just break your heart for what break his heart, that what break God's heart. It's like you just become one in the
Amen.
Spirit as you see
Amen.
Morning, people reaching out and worshiping God. You know,
Amen.
It is something to be exposed to these areas, you know, where you can see God doing something. It is beautiful to work for the Lord.
Amen.
You know,
Amen.
Just encouraging
Amen.
You. Whatever area you find yourself to work to please God, do
yes.
it. Do it.
There's
you know,
work.
Whatever,
there's work. There's
yes.
work. There's work.
Yeah, there is work to be done. You know, we do not have hands. We do not have hands enough to pray for those that were at the altar. To how much, you know, people were just there being delivered. They just see people. Oh God, it is something to be experienced. You know, God is good. God is good.
Okay,
is
all
good.
Right. Have a good night,
choice.
Everyone.
Good night,
Miss
Grant. You did a
Lord.
Wonderful job.